This is Sean Mullen with Mike Williamson, head coach of the Calgary Hitmen. And coach, you're up 2-0 coming into game 3. How are you feeling about the way the series has gone so far?
Well, we feel good, obviously, about having the lead in the series. The games were close, could have gone either way. So we feel a little bit fortunate and know that we're going to have to continue to play a solid hockey game and continue to get better, because we know there'll be a big push.
Well, you guys had the great start in game 1. In game 2, the Broncos probably had the better start and got out ahead. Didn't get the goal, but got out ahead in terms of chances and puck possession. What do you think was the difference between the success you had getting off to a good start in game 1 and how things sort of went their way to start game 2?
Well, I thought they came, obviously with a lot of desperation and moved their feet and had a really big sense of urgency in that first period in game 2, and honestly beat us to a lot of loose pucks and created some offense from that. So these teams are very, very close, and there's not a lot of discrepancy there right now. Both teams are playing hard, and I think both teams are aware that to be successful, we're going to have to continue to get better.
How did you manage to weather that storm when they had so much pressure on you early and keep the puck out of the net?
Well, I thought we got some very, very good goaltending from Chris Driedger first and foremost. Some of the chances, we did a pretty good job of limiting the second opportunities and getting our sticks on some pucks. But most of the credit, I think, goes to Chris. We have to limit those opportunities and not give up so many and not rely on our goalie quite so much.
Well, and you mentioned before the game that Driedger, throughout the season, when he's had a game that was sort of up and down, that he's always bounced back. And is that a credit, you think, to his mental toughness as a goaltender?
I think our team has been like that, both individuals and as a group. So, yeah, I think it's important for athletes to be able to challenge themselves, to park it, not dwell on it, but at the same time kind of challenge themselves a little bit. I didn't think Chris was bad in game 1. I thought we gave up some quality chances in swift current, capitalized on him, but in game 2 he was a difference maker for us, as you need your goalie to be.
I think the other major difference maker for you individually was Sylvester in game 2. Had a goal, had an assist, blocked a couple big shots at the end. And just talk about what your captain brought for you in that game, leading the way by example.
Well, he's done that quite a few times this year, and we feel pretty good about our veteran guys on our team and the leadership in whole. But it all starts with our captain, and in games where we really need to some pushback, if games are slipping away, he's the first guy to step up and pull guys along with him, and I thought he did that the other night.
Well, and a lot of times you'll hear people say you need different players to step up different nights in the playoffs. You had a hat trick from Brassard in game 1, Masek with a big goal. Game 2, you get 2 points each from Sylvester and Rask. Is that what you need to have happen? Because you're not going to have one guy carry the load the whole way.
Yeah, I think, if we're going to have success, especially this time of year, where there's going to be different guys that are going to have to step up. And it's not just going to be the Rask and Sylvester's and Masek's and Brassard's. Those guys have led us offensively most of the year. But we're going to need someone else to have a big night or a string of games together, kind of an unsung hero a little bit. And they need to step up as well. So it's, the playoffs just started. Hopefully we'll be playing for a while, but if that's going to be the case, we're going to need a lot of different guys.
The way that your group had the way the Broncos had success in game 2 was generating a cycle game going after an aggressive forecheck. Certainly their top line did that very well in the first period, drawing a couple of penalties in the process. How do you deal with that? What do you think you guys need to do to counteract that cycle game when the Broncos try to get it going?
Well, it's a five-man job, first of all. I think you have to, especially on the road here, make sure that you're winning face-offs and managing the puck, and at least make them start their shifts as much as possible from their end wall and play 200 feet. And then when they are in your zone, they're very good hockey players. So you have to do everything you can to eliminate their time and space, not give them a bunch of room and opportunity to get to key areas. It's easy to say, not as easy to do. But we've got some older guys, some veteran guys that should be up for the task.
What's the difference on the road?
Probably the matchups. It's always, everything's a little bit different, I guess. Every rink has its own challenges when you go into it. This is a very good atmosphere here in Swift, and a big game with a loud crowd like we expect tonight. So, just managing our emotions and realizing how big Swift Current's push is probably the most important thing for us at the start of the game. And then just keeping things simple. You don't want the other team to gain too much momentum, or at least give them anything easy by turning the puck over or taking taking maybe unnecessary penalties.
All right, thank you very much, Coach.
Thanks.